Yes, good morning, everyone. Also, welcome from my side to Geneva. So indeed, I'll go through the agenda before we can proceed to the adoption of the agenda. So to make sure that everyone is on the same line regarding the latest informal documents which have been uploaded on the web page. So as it stands, we have 29 informal documents. As André said, we have informal 1, 2, 3, and 4 under agenda item 1, which we will cover in a minute, especially informal 4 on the sessions of GRPE. Then maybe on the agenda item 2, a bit longer session than usual for item 2, with 3 presentations on the highlights of WP29 March and June 24 sessions. Then a longer presentation on the ITC and the strategy. I mean, you've heard about this ITC strategy on reducing greenhouse gas emissions from inland transport quite a lot already. It has been adopted since the last session of GRPE, so we'll take stock of this and start with the implementation. And also we have a presentation from the Global Fuel Economy Initiative, GFEI, about one of the actions of the strategy on tailpipe CO2 emission reductions and how we can contribute to that as GRPE and as WP29. Under agenda item 3A, we have one working document from France to correct some errors on the 8 series of UN Regulation 83, and some informals also for this series of UNR 83 from OICA, especially to propose a change on weight, reference masses, and extensions of type approval, sorry. Then we have informal 16, also from OICA, to detail and to introduce provisions for drainage exhaust systems, which are included in 2 proposals for the 06 and 07 to UN Regulation 83, and also to all series of UNR 154. So in those informal 12 and 14, we have both proposals for this reference mass modification and also this drainage exhaust system. Then on UNR 154, we have quite the 2 working documents which have already been tackled in January but not approved, so we will consider those again, together with informals from Japan, informal 11, on a summary of how to deal with the future modifications of UN Regulation 154, and also an informal 17 from OICA to have also new supplements to all the series to implement changes that were identified to improve the overall WTP procedure. Under agenda item 3C, UN Regulation 168 on global RDE, we have one working document from OICA to clarify the need for 3 and 4 phase analysis for specific fuel types. And we have informal 15 from OICA, again on this modification of the reference mass and type approval extensions. And last, we have on this agenda item, we have an informal from Japan, informal 09, to modify the way the sensor drift is accounted to avoid some test repetition when it is not needed. Next, on agenda item 4, 4A, we have 2 working documents, one from France to update and correct some errors in the previous introduction to the 06 series of UNR 49. Then we have a proposal from OICA to clarify the measurement data and how to deal with negative emission values, working document 22. Then we have informal 23 from the European Commission, introducing new provisions on how to accommodate type approval of hydrogen type 1A dual fuel engines and vehicles, and together with a presentation on this as well, informal 22 and 23. And last, we've received this morning 2 presentations and one proposal to introduce the heavy-duty OBFCM provision in the 07 series of UNR 49. Under agenda item 3C, we are expecting anytime soon some draft terms of references for a potential activity on harmonizing the provisions for heavy-duty vehicle fuel economy. We hopefully to receive that soon. Under agenda 5, we have a proposal for a new UN regulation, which is the transposition of UN GTR 21 on system power determination, working document 23 and informal 19, that is amending the working document. Under agenda item 6, we have one proposal working document from France to clarify and correct information included in the 05 series to UN Regulation 96. This is working document 24. And we have one proposal from Euromot and one presentation from Euromot, informal 08, to introduce the experience with the implementation of the EU Stage 5 in-service monitoring program. And under agenda item 6B, we have a presentation from the US, informal 28, on the proposal to amend UNGTR number 11. Under agenda item 7, we have two status reports from the PMP informal working group and from the tire abrasion task force, informal 18 and 10, respectively. Under agenda item 9, we have a draft, the latest draft of the new GTR on in-vehicle battery durability for heavy-duty vehicles, informal 20, which the group will introduce to GRPE. Then under agenda item 15, on the priority topics, we will refer first to the old, latest one we've produced in January, list of priorities to be submitted to WP29, but now because of our slight change of schedule of meeting, we will have to decide on the list of priorities for next year during this session. So we will tackle that on Wednesday morning. And under any other business, we have the status report from the GRPE Task Force on Automated Vehicle Regulation Screening, informal 29. We have informal 7 on a request as well from WP29 on how we should include UN Regulation number 155 and 156 on cybersecurity and software updates into the GRPE regulations under our purview, informal 7. Then we have a presentation from the US on the latest multi-pollutant rulemaking for light and heavy-duty vehicle, informal 27, and also a presentation from the European Commission on the transposition plan of Euro 7 into UN regulatory tools, informal 24. I think with that I have covered all the informals received so far, and we can proceed with the adoption of the agenda, Mr. Chair. Thank you.